You're listening to SBS News.
The Ukrainian town of Makariv, west of Kyiv, has a population of just 10,000 people, but found itself right at the heart of the fight for the capital. The town has a clothing factory which is three stories high. The top floor and roof have been completely destroyed, and the fire that followed was so intense that it started to melt some of the sewing machines on lower floors. There was no one here at the time of the strike, but this business has been completely destroyed. Ivan has worked in this factory for 32 years.
Of course, we will be unable to restore all this with our own money, but our president promised that after our victory, everything would be rebuilt. So I'm confident that we will return our seamstresses here. They want to continue working.
Makariv is still in the middle of its darkest chapter. Nearby in woodland, locals have found a man lying in a sprawled position in a shallow grave next to what were the Russian trenches. He's thought to be a civilian. He's wearing tracksuit trousers and a COVID face mask has been pulled from his pocket. Police say they've found around 100 bodies in this area alone. Posters of the missing are dotted around the town. However, the spring sunshine is bringing signs of healing. Workers and scaffolding surround some buildings. And if you're after some fish, coffee, or even socks this week, Makariv's popular market has returned and local people are making the most of it.
Ну як, важко, конечно, але ж живем, бачите.
It's difficult, of course, but we keep on living. Our house is destroyed, not completely, so we have a place to stay. It's hard now, but we carry on.
This is my fatherland. I was born here. I have a house and a garden here. Grapes, apples, pears, three sorts of raspberry. I've been planting it all for 57 years. How can I leave it? We're going to restore it all.
This area was where some of the heaviest fighting was happening. The road to recovery is going to be long and difficult, but the fact that this local market is back in action, for example, shows it's a path that people are determined to make. The story by the BBC's James Waterhouse in Ukraine. I'm Alan Lee for SBS News.